God keep you in perfect peace. Who's mine and state on thee? Listen up, Dr. Davis.
And by the way, chapter divisions were not in the original. So I probably need to go up a little bit and bring you down. Look at verse 14 of chapter 4.
Go back up.
I'm going to be honest with you. In order to really give you the clarity of this, we probably had to go back to chapter 1. But I'm trying to just expedite time so I can get through the thought that I have for the night. But all this is good. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. So we're going to start around verse 4. I mean, chapter 4. Show you something here.
Chapter 4.
Yeah, I won't start at verse 14. He said, I write unto you, I write not these things to shame you. But as my beloved son, I warn you. That's why I said I need to go back up. What I'm writing is not to shame you, but it's to warn you. Y'all don't hear me. You can come to church and I can make you shout all over the church. And never warn you that if you don't change your ways, in hell you can lift your eyes.
Lord Jesus.
Y'all better hear what I'm saying here. This book has admonitions to it. It has laws and judgment, commandments, statutes. Hallelujah. Fears that if you take God at his word, the word of God is used to cleanse you, convict you, convert you.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God Almighty.
Thank you.
Save you. And you can do it for years and years and years and still don't have the understanding of God's word. The greatest, listen to this, the greatest way that you can deceive yourself is through self-deception. That's the greatest deception. We can put it on anybody we want to. But if you're walking in the Lord, I declare there'll come a time when he'll give you a red flag.
Yes.
You just ignore it.
Lord,
in your own mind, whether you tell somebody or not, you'll say, some told me. That's what you got to learn. At who is the something? And it's not just the something. Who is the someone that's trying to tell you what you need to acknowledge? You already know it. But in your own mind, let me show where pride come in at. I see this, but I can fix this. In time, I can. That's pride. Pride is saying, I'm not going to wait on God because I got the answer to it. And for a while, it may go good.
It may go good.
But if God did not sanction it, and God will give you, let me tell you this, he will give you what you're lusting after because he know your heart. That's why you need to keep your heart. Because you can want it enough, praise God, not to ever let anybody know it. And he'll let you get what you're lusting after. God saw David's heart.
Jesus.
The only way you can please God is to have the right heart. Be transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind, your heart, your mind, your heart. And that's another thing I try to teach people. The Bible said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and they do this. You don't meditate with this. Meditate here.
Thank you, Lord.
This got to be changed.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God of mine. Change your thinking. Change your action.
Yes. Lord, I thank you.
Got to have a new way.
Thank you, Lord.
Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. A new way of thinking. Mind need to be renewed.
Yes.
You can't use that old thinking.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody's not your enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to trust somebody.
Yes.
Well, let's go back. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. So Paul writing to the church of Corinth, he said, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I want to do what?
I want to warn you.
Lord Jesus. When I read the word of God, when I'm by myself, you know what I say? Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. And then I find myself, I said, Lord, this is so good. And then I find myself, nobody told me this. Show it to me, Lord. Let's keep reading. Watch this. He said, but though you have 10,000 1,000 instructors in Christ. Yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the what? I didn't manipulate you through singing, through praise God, you doing some other thing. It was the gospel. It was the good news.
Thank you, Father.
That's how I got you.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you hearing me? Through the word of God. That's how I got you. Not through any way that I try to manipulate you to get you to come in, to make you think you are right when you haven't dealt with some issues in your life. We can do it. See, that's what a lot of things can happen to you when you can put people in position, give them title, all this kind of stuff. And I'm doing this, I care not about where you are. I'm saying where you end up. That's what's important. And you got to have the word of God. Let's go back. Watch this. We're now at verse 16. This is what Paul said. He said, wherefore I beseech you, I'm begging you, be ye followers of me. Now you look at that, you may go on and say, forget it. I'm going to follow Christ. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Because we do have human leaders. That's how God uses us. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his legs on earth. And that's why we ought to be right. Look what else he's saying. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, that's Timothy. He is my beloved son. Now watch this. He's faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere and everywhere.
Every
church I go into, Timothy is my witness. And guess what? When Paul wrote two epistles to two preachers, one was Timothy and the other was Titus. Two young men he had begotten in the gospel. Timothy and Titus. Only three men or three persons had an epistle, which is a letter written to them. Paul wrote to Timothy, two of them, one to Titus, and the other was to Philemon. This is a real book. These are real people. And so he was right. He said to him, Timotheus, that's Timothy. And I know him. When I see him in heaven, I say, hey, Tim. Let's go back. Watch what he said now. He said, now, some of you are puffed up. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Is this true?
Yes.
Some of you are puffed up, though I would not come to you. But I will come to you surely, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Puffed up, no power. Strutting around. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, God. Stay with me. Are you reading this? Are you saying, help me, Lord? Because if I can't see your puffed upness, God can. And let me tell you this before I go on. If I had a balloon, the way you blow up a balloon is by what? Blowing in it. What you blow in it? Hot air. How you let it out? There's two ways you can let it out. You can blow it. Listen, you can blow it up and let it stay in there, or you can poke a pin in it and pop it. But you ain't gonna stay puffed up. When you puff it up, blow it up, and let it down, it deflates. If a hole is in it, it's very hard to get it puffed up again unless you patch it up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And he said, whom God exalt of those that was low, started off low.
Yes, yes.
But if you start off high, he gonna bring you down. You call it, watch this, exaltation. That's what it is. Remember I told you that I said this. Let's see if you've been following me. I gave you 8 ways that you ought to be followers of Christ. 8 ways. Some of you haven't been here. 8 ways. Find your lesson. Because I can call on anybody who was here with me. Find your lesson. I told you 8 ways that we are puffed up. 8 ways. I didn't use the word puffed up. I said, eight ways we ought to be following Christ, and these are the marks of anybody that's following Christ. Yeah. Then I give them to you.
Yeah.
So you need to label this in your book somewhere. Put them up at the top. Yeah. Give me one, somebody.
Persecution.
Yeah. Hold it. You may not have been with me, but a mark of a person that's following Christ, Benji, is persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Expect it. Word persecution comes from a root word that means to pursue. And you wonder, well, why I'm going through this? The devil is pursuing you. He wants your testimony. So the word persecution means to pursue. You think I'm making this up? Google it. Help you read the Google it. Persecution means to pursue. What's another mark of a person that's following Christ?
Accusation.
Persecution, accusation. They're going to accuse you. Expect them to say something about you. And it may not be true. And if it is, stop and ask yourself, what I got to do to make this thing right? Hallelujah. Persecution, accusation. Give me another one.
Humiliation.
You will feel humiliated. And sometimes it's predicated on the choices you make and the words come out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
You say, Lord, I wish I had closed my mouth. I didn't have to say anything back to that man on that job. I had somebody, praise God, that, amen, that called me and said, Doctor, I need you to just pray with me right now. I don't know what city state they were in. Pray with me right now. Oh, my God, said, I just cussed out my relative. So we went for it. She cussed me, I cussed her. Pray for me. And I said, let me tell you the good part about that. Cussing out wasn't the right thing to do. But you didn't lose your salvation because of that. Because Satan wants to accuse you. He wants to make you think you lost your salvation. Hallelujah. But I said, what you got to do? You got to repent. Go back, let your sister know, your brother, whomever it is. That's what we're talking about right now. I was wrong. I was angry. You upset me. But I didn't have to go there. Because listen, the objective is to gain. And when I tell you the word gain means what? Win. And so you're investing you in them. Don't make me think I'm talking to the wind. Let's go back. There's some good stuff, isn't it?
Amen.
Let's go back. And that can happen in a marriage relationship. Brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, that can happen, praise God, on your job, in your church. These are relationships, praise God, we need to cultivate with love.
Amen.
Let me go back and show you this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
The 8.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Somebody listen. Let me tell you another one. Okay, good, Paul. Ostracized. That's good. Ostracized. That's another mark of a person that's following Christ. To be ostracized, flip Paul, looked over. Ignored. Oh, do your own spell check. Do whatever you want to put on. O-S-T-R-A somewhere. You don't even have to worry about that. Whatever you smell it, listen. Smell it like a sound. Smell like a sound. Cause I'm not gonna be checking your notes anyway. Ostracized. Everybody got that? Give me another one.
Personal attack.
That's a mark of a person that's doing what? Following Christ. I'm not hearing no amen. They will personally attack you. And remember, this can be family. It can be, praise God, on your job. It can be in personal relationship with another person. Personally attack you. Doesn't mean you're not following Christ.
Amen.
Pretty much you are. Just watch yourself to make sure you're not the one that's doing it. That you're not the one that's doing it. I was telling someone, just was it today? And they was telling me, you know, I appreciate you because you bring morality to the situation, to the family. That's why I praise God. I said, but one thing, I haven't forgot how to do nothing I used to do. I still know how to cuss. I just choose not to. And then in my choosing not to, God has given me strength. God keep me. because my mouth not belong to him, bro. In fact, the sixth chapter of Romans talks about these instrument of righteousness now. Mm-hmm. I can do that. I tell you, like the lady told her son, she had gotten old in age, and he told me this when I was a student advocate over at Lincoln Junior High. I said, Miss Dave, as it was, said, my grandma told me he had slipped in and out the house going in. Now, he knew she couldn't catch up with him. She couldn't run behind him. So he says to me when he came to the office, my grandmama, you know, she says, you know, she can't run. She can't catch me. But she said, ain't nothing happened to this finger right here. That's a crazy boy stuff. She said, I can't catch it, but ain't nothing happened to this finger right here. Oh, I thought that was so funny. When I see that boy right now, you know, I said, anything happened to grandma's finger? Okay, let's go back now. This that another one is what?
Family scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means? They gonna look to see if anything to your coming on a Monday night. Mm-hmm. I thought you said you told me last week you were going to Bible study. And here you are, what? Family scrutiny. They want to know if anything to you, any truth to what you're saying you're doing. Amen. Because one week you just full of it and I praise God you should have been at church with me. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, you said what? Praise God. Family scrutiny. Give me another one. Public scrutiny. The people that you're surrounded by. And everything I'm saying to you, I got scripture to show you. And I can say we will get into detail on this because they did that to Jesus. I thought you said, you know, you plucking corn on a Sunday and you eating and you didn't wash your hand. All of this public scrutiny. Watching everything you did. I look at your disciples. Why are they not fasting? Everything. If you've been in your Bible, you know I'm telling the truth here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. Public scrutiny. Family scrutiny. His family did. Even his mother and his brethren. And this is what you got to get. We're going to talk about that a minute. Put that word down, brother. I told you 2 words to put down. I want to come back to one was brother. What was the other one? What was it? Name. Okay, Tim, how much time so I won't lose it? Okay, wow. Y'all got, we got, well, we good. We good. But Jesus even said this. Who is my brother? Who is my mother?
Yes.
Didn't he say it?
Yes,
he said, those that do what?
The will of my father
that's in heaven. That's the dividing point. That's the dividing point. If you're doing the will of God, then you're my brother. Then you're my sister. Hallelujah. I thought upon you today. The Lord brought you here because I thought upon you today. In the prayers. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. My sister daughter, praise God, I miss God so much.
Oh my God.
She would do things, she would say something, then she'd say, Lynn, you say a lot. You know, don't be saying them little mean things to me. Rod, don't be mean to me. No. All right, let's go back, everybody. How many was that?
Seven.
What's the last one? They will jump on you, fight you, beat you up, bite you, ask Stephen, gnash and get this. Now you're not reading your Bible, because if you read your Bible, you'll get the same thing I'm getting out of this Bible. You read around Acts chapter 7 around in there. They jumped out on him when he told them how stiff-necked they were and you know, and how they were against the God, against the prophet. Jumped on him. Hit him. Well, praise God. Didn't they do it, Sister Joanna? Lord knows I'm not making this stuff up. Amen. That's why I try to live this thing. And then I tell you, I'll give you the other two. In fact, I gave you the other two. What did I tell you they were? I tell you it was glorification and exhortation. You go through them. then expect to be glorified. I'm not hearing nothing.
Amen.
Expect to be exalted. So glorification and what?
Exhortation.
I didn't say exhort. I didn't say E-X-H-O-R-T. This is E-X-A-L-T. Exaltation. There is a difference.
Exalt.
Yeah, E-X is exalt. E-X-H, exhortation. That means to speak, to encourage you. That's one of the gifts of the Spirit. This is E-X-A. Exalt means to raise you up. Right. Not exhort. In fact, that encouragement ought to raise you up too. That means to build you up. Okay? Did that help y'all a little bit? All right, am I putting anybody to sleep? Okay, don't go to sleep on me. Let's go back because you got to see this. Glory to God. What verse we on now? He just said, some of you are puffed up. Amen. This is 18. But I want to go back over 17. So for this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, to Timothy, who is my beloved son. He's faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. And that's it. I was saying, I was at Messiah. Wednesday night, we'll be, if the Lord bless nothing happen, we will be at, what's that, Sister Joanna? Gospel Tabernacle? Okay, that's okay. And anyway, and so I'm just saying, victory on Tuesday, isn't that right, Sister Green? So I'm just saying, for every church that I go into, and I stop letting any bring these feeling of rejection and ostracizing against me, because it can happen. Because every time he does it, God moves me in another area, move me to another church. So I said, Lord, I thank you. Amen. So I don't have time to sit down, praise God, to be bitter and be angry. Because God is moving. You can't stop this Jesus movement. Come on and praise God on this place. You can't stop God. I'm puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord's will. And I will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in what?
Power.
You can talk real good. Run your mouth, talk. Tell you something the Lord showed me. First Samuel. We're going to come right back here. We're going to close out. Watch how it's going to all fall together. First Samuel. Keep your finger there. You'll find it. Hallelujah. This is what God said in his word. That's why I just love to go to the word of the Lord. Because he's speaking through his word. 1 Samuel. You got it? Look what Samuel, look what Samuel was saying. Chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Good little students, that's good. Keep that book open. If you open that book and you study that book, the pages will come out at you and the word of God will perfect you. I'm telling you, if it's right or divine, this is what he said. Verse 3. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. And let not arrogancy do what?
Come
out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of what?
Knowledge.
And by him what?
Ashes are way.
Put that in your spirit. Stop talking and bragging. Stop being arrogant. Because God is looking for, and by the way, that's interpret our vernacular. You know what you say. Ashes speak louder than words. Earlene translation. Stop bragging and boasting. Stop being arrogant in what you say. Go by him. Actually, because he said this, God is a God of knowledge.
Yes.
Amen. What is it you know that God doesn't know?
Oh.
Who can teach God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, he's a God of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, let's go back. I'm going to get you out of here. You got it back?
Yep.
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but is in power. What will you? Shall I come unto you with a rod? Is that him? Or should I come in love? in the spirit of meekness. How you want me to come? He said, how do you want me to come? I can come with a rod. I can come, praise God, in love, or I can come in meekness. And then it continued. He said, it is commonly reported. It is reported rather commonly that there is fornication among you. Now he writes to the church. And such fornication is not so much as name among the Gentiles. That one of you should have your father's wife. That's what this man said. That's what's being rumored. That's what they're saying. That's what's being talked about. That's a problem. Lord Jesus. Then he said this. And you again, that same word. Now you puffed up. And have not rather mourned. You ought to mourn because the church is under attack. That he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you, because it's causing you to be associated with that kind of foolishness. You allow that in the church. And when time comes to take communion, this is real, folks. And you know it. And you're taking communion?
My God.
I know you got enough of fingers in your pages, so I just can't keep turning your pages. But trust me when I tell you, it's in the book. Watch what else he said. For I verily as absent in body, but present in the spirit, have judged already. And that's the first thing he said. You can't judge me. I'm judging because of the word of God. Judge this already as though I were present concerning him that has so done this. He said, I'm judging the person that has done this. I know what the book said. So this is what he said you need to do. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit, because he included himself, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the what? The flesh can't please God. That's what's destroying him or her. His flesh. He said, destroy the flesh that the spirit may be what? Somebody ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the spirit be saved. Lord have mercy. The flesh still groaneth. It's your spirit he saved. Well, let's go back. Roman, I'm go back to Matthew. I'm gonna get out of here in a minute. Let's go back to Matthew. Chapter 18. And then you'll see this.
18?
Yep, 18. Matthew 18. You got it? So now this is three times he's already told you what to do. So the third time he says this. Well, we'll start with verse 17. We'll go back to 17. And if he shall neglect to hear them, then you tell it unto the church, like we just showed you over there, you see? But if he neglect to heal the church, let him be delivered unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. We just showed you over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Get him out of there. Deliver him to Satan, that his flesh may be destroyed, but his spirit would be what? Okay, look at verse 18. So he said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I where?
In the midst of them.
He's talking about a church meeting to discipline a sinning brother, not a prayer meeting. Because after you deal with the problem, then you pray. So what I'm going to show you now, when we get ready to close, Jesus didn't have to have a church meeting to pray. So go to Mark 14. Mark 14. Three times he told them what to do, didn't he? Okay. This is going to be quick. Verse 32. They came to a place, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, sit here while I shall pray. All right, you see that? He take with him Peter, James, and John. He began to be so amazed and to be very heavy because he was facing Calvary. He said unto them, my soul is exceeding and sorrowful unto death. Tarry. In other words, wait right here. And do what while you're waiting?
Watch.
That's all he asked you to do. He didn't even ask them to pray. Watch what he said. He went forth a little. He fell on the ground. And he prayed that if it were possible, that the hour might pass from him. That's the first time. This is what he said. Abba, Father, Papa. So all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Everybody read it. So he cometh, he findeth them sleeping. He said unto Peter, Simon, sleepeth thou? Could have not thou watch 1 hour? He said, you need to now watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Spirit is truly ready, but your flesh is what?
Weird.
You can't please God in the flesh. Now he said that to Peter, because Peter's the one that come talking about, I'll die for you. Now watch this. So he said, you can't even stay awake. It's come. Now watch this. Verse 39. And again he went away. And he did what?
Pray.
He prayed. Watch what the Bible says. He spake the same words. He didn't change his prayer. He spoke the same words. And then it says in verse 40, and when he returned, he found them sleep how? Again. This is the second time. For their eyes were heavy, and neither wist thou what to answer him. He said unto them, the Bible said, the third time. This is what he said to them. Sleep on now. Take your rest. It's enough that the hour is come. Behold, hear one of those names. The Son of Man is what?
Betrayed
in the hands of sinners. Now rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is where? Three times. I hope I got enough time to give you these three people. Wow. We'll see what we can do. And by the way, I want you to read the book of James chapter 4. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. And if you ask God, it has to be the right motive. Don't ask God for something that you want to take and heap on yourself. Okay. I want to give you these three people. I promise to wait till next week to give them to you. James chapter 4. You can read 3 and 4, but James chapter 4. I'll wait next week to give you these three people. I want to do that. Just remember, I'm going to give you three people here so you can hear that. I want to do something. I want to stop now because I got a testimony. We'll pick up James chapter 4 because we spent quite a... But we you can never go into God's word and not bring out old things and new things. Give you new revelation, won't it? Open up your understanding. Because you already know that at least 10 ways we ought to mark our following Christ. You got that? That's worth coming, isn't it? So don't worry about when they talk about you. That's a mark that you're working, you're following him. Working for Jesus. Let's do this. Come on, precious. You can introduce yourself, you'll give us your testimony. Praise our great God. Praise our great God.
My name is Tandra Blair. And
come on,
you know. I just wanted to share with you guys what I went through. 2013, I was almost homeless. Not because I didn't have money to be where I was, but because of the landlord we was renting to own. And couldn't find out he didn't have the property registered to be a rental property. And we had problems in the basement, so we went to the city to try to find out what was going on with the basement. He usually come right away and fix everything. But I have an 8-year-old daughter and he didn't. And you know, it was sewage or whatever in the basement. And it was, you know, starting to smell and she was starting to get sick. And we was getting ready to call our own person to get it fixed. But we went to the city to try to have them come and find out, you know, what odors and all that was there. And we found out it wasn't registered. He had other properties that wasn't registered either. And so it started a financial thing for him because all these houses were not registered. So he knew my husband worked all the time, so he would come over and harass me. And, you know, I was there with my 8-year-old daughter all the time, you know, basically by myself. The last thing that he did was he blocked me in so I couldn't go get my baby from school.
Watch that list. I never heard this testimony.
Yeah, and so, but I been in my word, and I've really been in my word and studying my word. Now, back in the day, my younger years, I would have been told them off. I would have been locked up, but God. And I just, when they came, it was him and his two sons, three men, grown. His sons were grown, and they blocked me in, and I didn't have my phone because I wasn't expecting this to happen. So, you know, I was sitting there not knowing what to do, and he was in landlord was in the van. His two sons walked up to the car, and I, one was in the back of the car, one was on the side, the driver's side where I was. And he sort of stepped away so I was able to get out and start going to the house. And I was, you know, I was afraid because I didn't have no expectation what they were going to do. They had been coming over to the house, putting up signs, trying to stop people, telling them to come in. They had dug up the flowers my baby had, you know, had planted, and there were some beautiful flowers. I mean, they were just harassing, just on top of, like every, they'd give me a break. And then they come back, you know, with something, you know, crazier. But I ran in the house, was able to call. But what ended up happening was we had to go to court. And when we went to court, I took a pastor here, not my pastor, Pastor Gibson. He went with me. And, you know, he said, you know, I had been going visiting his church and we grew up together. And he said, I'm going to go with you because I think you're going to be in front of Rhonda Gross, I think her name is.
Rhonda Gross.
Yeah. And so we were. Well, their attorney came and the landlord came and they wanted, you know, they were talking to me, trying to find out what we wanted to do and whatnot. But anyway, we got in front of the judge and the judge asked us, have we talked and tried to settle anything? And their attorney say, no, their pastor interrupted and was really, really rude. And, you know, so we weren't able to straighten anything out. Well, what come to find out, when we did get, you know, so she told us to go back out and try to talk again. When we did get back in front of the judge, Pastor Gibson stood up and said, the pastor that they say was rude was me. So that changed the judge's whole attitude. Said, you are a liar, talking to the lawyer. So you are a liar. And nothing you say is true. And so she asked, you know, we went through the process of what, you know, what was going to happen. We were going to have to move out the house. And then she finally asked us what was going on. And so we told her what we had went through. And she asked him, is this what you have been doing? And he tried to lie. And she said, if you lie to me. So he stood there and said, yes, this is what happened. But now this is that back in 2013. Now we had to go to, was trying to find out, you know, how to get our money back. Well, we went through federal court for bankruptcy, my husband did. And come to find out, he was trying to fight that. And so he didn't like women, and he didn't like black women and in power. So he argued with the trustee. And so when he argued with the trustee, she investigated him. And so when she investigated him, she found out that he didn't even put it in his taxes as us paying for it. So every penny that we pay to him, we are going to give back. Every penny that we pay. I just thank God because I stood there and I stayed in my word. I stayed in my word and I believed in God. And I, you know, I just stayed in prayer. And I stayed just praying in my home and just meditating on God's word, God. Because I didn't know what to do.
Yes,
I'd never been in a situation like that before. I didn't know what to do, but I just knew that God was going to help us. I just knew that he was going to help us. You know, and he talked about us so bad when we went to court, when we went to, you know, federal court. He talked about us so bad.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and I've never been through anything like that.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, and I try to do my best with everybody. And then we took so good care of the property.
I know.
And he tried to talk about how bad we did the property. We took pictures of everything because he, you know, tried to lie about that. But God.
Good
God. And do you know that, everything just turned around. God has just blessed us, just blessed us, just blessed us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, just because you just stay in your word.
That's right.
And you just stay encouraged.
That's right.
Because we had to move. We had to move and didn't have not one penny. Because somebody found out I had to move. And they came and gave me all the money I needed to move.
My God.
God is awesome. God is truly, truly awesome. And then when we went through the process of filing bankruptcy, I got a brand new car.
Thank you.
I got a brand new car. I walked in the dealership. My daughter had went there. And she said, Mom, go in there. So, you know, I had a car. I'll tell you a testimony about that too. I had a car and it was sitting. I had got in an accident and it was, you know, just sitting. It was drivable, but I didn't want that car no more. I met this girl at Taco Bell in the restaurant and she was complaining about not being able to get to work. I told her, I said, I have a car, I'm not using it. So if you want it, you know, you can have it.
Wow.
So she came over, but she came with her mom.
Wow.
And her mom took the car. And she took it to AutoZone, and she got it all checked out. Nothing was wrong with it. And she said, well, you know, I'll give you $1,000 for this car.
Wow.
You know, but if you are just obedient, if you are just obedient and willing, just like the word say, you will get, you know, he will give you the things of this land. You don't have to worry about it. But if you just, he tell you to do some crazy things. But if you be willing and obedient and you just do it, you will be blessed.
Yeah.
You will have no lack. And when I got that car, I was able to start my business.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't want for nothing.
Thank you.
Because God is awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is truly, truly awesome. But I just wanted to share that with
Glory
you.
Glory to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's some more of you. If you take this word, you obey this word, you got a testimony. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the testimony. Praise God for the testimony. The Lord is sure. Converting the soul. Thank you for the law. The Lord is perfect. Thank you for the testimony of the Lord. Thank you, praise God, for the fear of God. Thank you, praise God, even now for the commandments of God. We bless you even now for the people of God. As we take your word and hide it in our hearts. That we will not sin against you. Lord, let every word, praise God, fall down in good ground.
Yes, Jesus.
And bring forth fruit, that the fruit will remain. Bring forth, praise God, some, your Bible said 30. Some, the word of God said 60. Some said 100-fold. But Lord, we want to produce. We want to be bringing.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you've been blessed with the.
And by the way, chapter divisions were not in the original. So I probably...
Glory to God. Now, I was going to let the CD, the tape, go back over again. Perhaps I will come back and let that play some more. When you hear the word of God, don't just hear it one time. Don't make the mistake of just hearing it one time. Get in there. Hear the word that she just spoke, she just preached. Listen to this 3 times a day, the same one. Gonna let it get into your spirit. Hallelujah. Because there's things I was hearing that I wasn't quite aware of, and now I am aware of because I keep listening. And sometimes you think you're doing the wrong thing, but it turns out you are doing the right thing because it's in the word. So I'm gonna let the tape play some more, and it's gonna be go over some more things. that's okay. Listen to it again. In Jesus' name.
Y'all don't hear me. You can come to church and I can make you shout all over the church.
Yeah.
And never warn you that if you don't change your ways in hell, you can lift your eyes.
Lord Jesus.
Y'all better hear what I'm saying here. This book has admonitions to it. It has laws and judgment, commandments, statutes. Hallelujah. Fears that if you take God at his word, the word of God is used to cleanse you, convict you, convert you.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God Almighty.
Thank you.
Save you. And you can do it for years and years and years and still don't have the understanding of God's word. The greatest, listen to this, the greatest way that you can deceive yourself is through self-deception.
Jesus.
That's the greatest deception. We can put it on anybody we want to. But if you're walking in the Lord, I declare there come a time when he'll give you a red flag.
Yes.
You just ignore it.
Lord,
in your own mind, whether you tell somebody or not, you'll say, some told me. That's what you got to learn. Who is the something? And it's not just the something. Who is the someone that's trying to tell you what you need to acknowledge? You already know it. But in your own mind, let me show where pride come in. I see this, but I can fix this. In time, I can. That's pride. Pride is saying, I'm not going to wait on God because I got the answer to it.
Lord have mercy.
And for a while, it may go good. It may go good. But if God did not sanction it, and God will give you, let me tell you this, he will give you what you're lusting after because he know your heart. That's why you need to keep your heart. Because you can want it enough, praise God, not to ever let anybody know it. And he'll let you get what you're lusting after. God saw David's heart.
Jesus.
The only way you can please God is to have the right heart. Be transformed by the renewing of your what? Your mind, your heart. And that's another thing I try to teach people. The Bible said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and they do this. You don't meditate with this. Meditate here.
Thank you, God.
This got to be changed.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God Almighty. Yes. Change your thinking. Yes. Change your action.
Yes. Lord, I thank
you. Got to have a new way. Thinking.
Thank you, Lord.
Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. A new way of thinking. Mind need to be renewed.
Yes.
You can't use that old thinking.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody's not your enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to trust somebody.
Yes.
Well, let's go back. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. So Paul writing to the church of Corinth, he said, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I want to do what?
I want to warn you.
Lord Jesus. When I read the word of God, when I'm by myself, you know what I say? Help me, Jesus.
Help me,
Lord. And then I find myself, I said, Lord, this is so good. And then I find myself, nobody told me this. Show it to me, Lord. Let's keep reading. Watch this. He said, but though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the what? I didn't manipulate you through singing, through praise God, you doing some other thing. It was the gospel. It was the good news.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how I got you.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you hearing me? Through the word of God. That's how I got you. Not through any way that I try to manipulate you to get you to come in. To make you think you are right when you haven't dealt with some issues in your life.
You.
We can do it. See, that's what a lot of things can happen to you when you can put people in position, give them title, all this kind of stuff. And I'm doing this, I care not about where you are. I'm saying where you end up. That's what's important. And you got to have the word of God. Let's go back. Watch this. We're now at verse 16. This is what Paul said. He said, wherefore I beseech you, I'm begging you, be ye followers of me. Now you look at that, you may go on and say, forget it. I'm going to follow Christ. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Because we do have human leaders. That's how God uses us. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his legs on earth. And that's why we ought to be right. Look what else he said. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, that's Timothy. He is my beloved son. Now watch this. He's faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every what?
Every
church I go into. Timothy is my witness. And guess what? When Paul wrote two epistles to two preachers, one was Timothy and the other was Titus. Two young men he had begotten in the gospel. Timothy and Titus. Only three men or three persons had an epistle, which is a letter written to them. Paul wrote to Timothy, two of them, one to Titus, and the other one's to Philemon. This is a real book. These are real people. And so he was right. He said to him, Timotheus, that's Timothy. And I know him. When I see him in heaven, I say, hey, Tim. Let's go back. Watch what he said now. He said, now, some of you are puffed up. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Is this true?
Yes.
Some of you are puffed up, though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Puffed up, no power. Strut around. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, God. Stay with me. Are you reading this? Are you saying, help me, Lord? Because if I can't see your puffed upness, God can. And let me tell you this before I go on. If I had a balloon, the way you blow up a balloon is by what? Blowing in it. What you blow in it? Hot air. How you let it out? There's two ways you can let it out. You can blow it. Listen, you can blow it up and let it stay in there, or you can poke a pin in it and pop it. But you ain't gonna stay puffed up. When you puff it up, blow it up, and let it down, it deflates. If a hole is in it, it's very hard to get it puffed up again unless you patch it up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And he said, whom God exalt are those that was low, started off low.
Yes, yes.
But if you start off high, he gonna bring you down. You call it, watch this, exaltation. That's what it is. Remember I told you that, said this. Let's see if you've been following me. I gave you eight ways that you ought to be followers of Christ. Eight ways. Some of you haven't been here. Eight ways. Find your lesson. Because I can call on anybody who was here with me. Find your lesson. I told you eight ways that we are puffed up. Eight ways. I didn't use the word puffed up. I said eight ways we ought to be following Christ. And these are the marks of anybody that's following Christ. Then I give them to you.
Yeah.
So you need to label this in your book somewhere. Put them up at the top.
Yeah.
Give me one, somebody.
Persecution.
Hold it. You might not have been with me, but a mark of a person that's following Christ, Benji, is persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Expect it. The word persecution comes from a root word that means to pursue. And you wonder, why I'm going through this? The devil is pursuing you. He wants your testimony. So the word persecution means to pursue. You think I'm making this up? Google it. Help you read it, Google it. Persecution means to pursue. What's another mark of a person that's following Christ?
Accusation.
Persecution, accusation. They're going to accuse you. Expect them to say something about you. And it may not be true. And if it is, stop and ask yourself, what I got to do to make this thing right? Hallelujah. Persecution. Accusation. Give me another one.
Humiliation.
Humiliation. You will feel humiliated. And sometimes it's predicated on the choices you make and the words come out of your mouth.
Amen.
You said, Lord, I wish I had closed my mouth. I didn't have to say the thing back to that man on that job.
Amen.
I had somebody, praise God, that, amen, they called me and said, Doctor, I need you to just pray with me right now. I don't know what city state they were in. Pray with me right now. Oh, my God. Said, I just cussed out my relative. So we went for it. She cussed me, I cussed her. Pray for me. And I said, let me tell you the good part about that. Cussing out wasn't the right thing to do. But you didn't lose your salvation because of that. Because Satan wants to accuse you. He wants to make you think you lost your salvation. Hallelujah. But I said, what you got to do? You got to repent. Go back, let your sister know, your brother, whomever it is. That's what we're talking about right now. I was wrong. I was angry. You upset me. But I didn't have to go there. Because listen, the objective is to gain. And what I tell you the word gain means what? Win. And so you're investing you in them. Don't make me think I'm talking to the wind.
Yeah, all right now.
Let's go back. There's some good stuff, isn't it?
Amen.
Let's go back. And that can happen in a marriage relationship. Brothers and sisters, sons and daughters. That can happen, praise God, on your job, in your church. These are relationships, praise God, we need to cultivate with love.
Amen.
Let me go back and show you this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Okay, that's good. That's good. Somebody listen. Let me tell you another one. Okay, good, Paul. Ostracize. That's good. Ostracize. That's another mark of a person that's following Christ. To be ostracized, flip Paula, looked over, ignored. Oh, do your own spell check. Do whatever you want to put on there. O-S-T-R-A somewhere. You don't even have to worry about that. Whatever you, spell it, listen. Spell it like a sound. Spell it like a sound. Cause we not, I'm not going to be checking your notes anyway. That's right. Ostracized. Everybody got that? Give me another one.
Personal attack.
That's a mark of a person that's doing what?
Following
Christ. I'm not hearing no amen.
Amen.
They will personal attack you. And remember, this can be family. It can be, praise God, on your job. It can be in personal relationship with another person. Personally attack you. Doesn't mean you're not following Christ. Pretty much you are. Just watch yourself and make sure you're not the one that's doing it. That you're not the one that's doing it. I was telling someone, this was it today, and they was telling me, you know, I appreciate you because you bring morality to the situation, to the family. That's where I praise God. I said, but one thing, I haven't forgot how to do nothing I used to do. I still know how to cuss. I just choose not to. And then in my choosing not to, God has given me strength. God keep me. Because my mouth not belong to him, bro. In fact, the sixth chapter of Romans talks about these instruments of righteousness now. I can do that. I tell you, like the lady told her son, she had gotten old in age, and he told me this when I was student advocate over at Lincoln Junior High. I said, Ms. Dave, that's what? Said, my grandma told me, he had slipped in and out the house, going in. Now, he knew she couldn't catch up with him. She couldn't run behind him. So he says to me, when he came to the office, my grandmama, you know, she says, you know, she can't run, she can't catch me. But she said, ain't nothing happened to this finger right here. That boy, the crazy boy stopped. She said, I can't catch it, but ain't nothing happened to this finger right here. Oh, I thought that was so funny. When I see that boy right now, you know, I said, anything happened to grandma's finger? Okay, let's go back now. This that another one is what?
Family scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means? They gonna look to see if anything to your coming on a Monday night. I thought you said you told me last week you was going to Bible study. And here you are, what? Family scrutiny. They want to know if anything to you, any truth to what you're saying you're doing. Amen. Because 1 week you just full of it, and I praise God, you should have been at church with me, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, you said what? Praise God. Family scrutiny. Give me another one. Public scrutiny. The people that you're surrounded by. And every